Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you feeling a bit animated? Well, come on over to the Wicked Anime Podcast on the Nerdy Show Network, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to animation, Japanese culture, and all things anime. With a true industry perspective, we're always diving deeper than school uniforms and tentacle monsters. Join us on the Wicked Anime Podcast, nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. It's Wicked A!
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at nerdyshow.com. Welcome, everybody, to Leyliners Part 10, an episodic actual play podcast based on the artifact system that we are actively creating in our game design podcast, RPG From Scratch. If the game you're watching us play sounds like something you and your friends enjoy, please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/rpgfs, where patrons get access to the rule books and all the other errata we release as we create this game. As always, I'm your host and GM, Josh, and with me today, as always, well, as mostly always, is Liam.
Hey!
Savannah.
Make a noise, Savannah, so they know it's you.
Hello.
There we go.
Edwin.
Hello.
And we got Keith.
Sup.
And Max.
Adequate lover.
Well, hey, that's...
It's on his business card.
Yeah, if you know you can bank on that being true, then that's great.
I mean, terribly mediocre, but adequate.
Well, I mean...
Never impress you,
adequate's like
but
my base
never
level,
let you down.
You know?
Yeah.
Consistent.
At like a banana.
Dutiful.
At least adequate. So, like, adequate's the bottom floor.
All right, well, that's actually impressive.
Yeah, you're kind of flexing.
Have you ever been super excited for a banana? I've never been super excited to eat a banana. But every time I eat a banana, I'm like, well, this was good. This was a good idea.
I should do this more often, yeah.
Yeah.
The only time I've been very excited to eat a banana is when I knew one was waiting for me after a very hard workout.
Yeah.
It's like, a banana would be the only
thing. Have you ever peeled it from the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that exclusively now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I made
I don't
the
eat
change.
Bananas, really.
I swap.
I'm more of an apple guy.
Mm.
Yeah.
But oranges are fun.
Do you have any other terrible opinions you want to share?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, really, all of them.
I feel like it's 25% of
get
the content
some mileage
we make
out of this conversation.
Are we talking Michael Crichton, Kevin Costner movies?
Yes, that's what we're doing.
Or Answer the Call.
Dean Koontz over Stephen King? Is that one of your opinions?
Oh, no. Even no. Come on. Well, yes. Actually, yes.
Hey, okay.
Because as far as I know, Dean Koontz has never written an entire sequence about 13-year-olds banging in a sewer.
As far as you know.
I don't know anything
but
about
Dean Koontz.
He might have written exclusively that. I have no idea. Okay.
He's better than Dean
Koontz. Man, he's really made a name for himself with with just that topic.
That's very niche.
When Chuck Tingle thinks you're a pervert, like, things have gone horribly awry. All right, so let's
Chuck
play a
Tingle
game.
Chuck Tingle is a national treasure.
He is. Well, is he our? Is he American?
I mean,
whatever nation,
whatever country, is that he is a national treasure.
He's a world treasure.
Yeah,
he is an English-speaking culture treasure.
Oh, and before I forget, I didn't introduce Jaden, who's running our chat. Jaden, can you say hi?
Hey, Jaden.
She has her own microphone.
You have a microphone.
I do have a mic. Hi.
But instead, she yelled at the
camera.
Turned
her head away from the mic.
Yeah, listen, it's been a long day.
Cameras capture images, Jaden.
Yes.
So if we
She waved at the mic, too.
I did.
So if we seem a little loopy, it is because it has been a long day for apparently most of us.
Oh yeah.
Independently. So let's get into it, huh? It seems like we're all ready to play. where we last left you guys. It's been a while, by the way. None of us. It was a delay. Luckily, not due to the coronavirus, which may just realistically cause more delays. We don't know what's coming. It hasn't hit our community yet, but it's probably on its way. Okay. So, last time, 4 weeks ago.
It's a month.
We left you all inside of the armory after having just killed two of the night beasts and the quartermaster and his two helpers.
Fuck yeah, we did.
You grabbed all of your gear and you looked outside and you saw that just mayhem was happening, where some of the prisoners are now starting to join the fray. Things are on fire. And above you, you could tell that arrows were being fired from the watchtower down into the fray, taking some of the prisoners out. So, from where you are, you see that there is a trapdoor with a ladder leading straight up that could lead you to the watchtower. You also know that from where you currently are, if you just climb that bare ladder, you're going to be very much visible.
How many levels above us are they?
Do we know? For some reason, I thought it was like enclosed. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was like a ladder. Okay.
Yeah, because why would they?
It's on the outside of the post. Yeah.
What if we
just burn the whole place down?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Start a fire below them. Heat travels up.
So does smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In fact, you could just smoke them out.
Do you just want to set the ladder on fire?
It's a great idea.
But couldn't they also, like, they see the fires coming and they just push the ladder off?
Yeah, but, I mean,
the building's still on fire.
Yeah.
Now, the way this building is constructed is it would take a long time for fire to get all the way up to them. Only because just your scale of the construction that we're talking about. The ladder from the roof of this building, you'll have to climb about 75 feet.
Okay.
Up to the trapdoor that leads.
I'm forgetting the scale of this fort.
It's huge.
Yeah.
But until you reach the open trapdoor area that lets you stand on top of the watchtower. Now, you can do that, for sure. However, you should know that in this armory, there's a huge pile of civilian gear in the corner. There are the corpses of the quartermaster and the other two helpers that he had. There's his desk where there is a tube, a brass tube that leads straight up alongside the ladder that is used for communicating with the archers above. Behind his desk is a large cage filled with uniforms and armor and rank and file weapons, just basic weapons that are made specifically for the Larson army.
Is the cage locked or unlocked?
It is currently locked.
And the people who we fought the hippo things?
Yes, sure.
They were the ones that were in there?
They were not in the cage. They had just walked in through the door.
Okay, so they wouldn't be the ones who would have the key if we looked at their...
It'll probably be either on the quartermaster or in his desk.
The alien flesh spiders would probably not have the key.
Are we...
Yeah, they're still there. We murdered them too.
Yeah, the cage only holds things to be requisitioned to troops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I picked up a hand crossbow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was from the pile of civilian gear because he was using it for hunting small game.
Yeah.
Kelton would like to search the body of the quartermaster.
All right, you find the quartermaster. He doesn't have it. He has a very nice doublet that's just been ripped in half. He has the keys, and he's got a small notebook ledger with just names and times on it.
All right,
Kelton. And it looks separate from the main ledger where he would check things out.
Okay, Kelton wants to take both. Keys and the notebook.
Okay. Kelton has
the notebook in pocket, takes the keys, opens the cage.
Cage is open.
Anybody want anything?
You know what? I don't think it's particularly important, but, and also, none of us look like, fucking flappy rats, but maybe if we throw this stuff on, it'll, be enough of a slowdown to other assholes when we start murdering people.
We could just hand out them to the refugees. And then it'll cause chaos because everyone looks the same.
That sounds fun, too.
Like Three Amigos, that shit.
Spartacus.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, they were all crucified on the entrance to Rome.
That's probably not a good idea. Let's do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Crucify everybody.
We scare everyone in the watchtower by crucifying everyone else in the fort. Then they come down.
I definitely support putting on these uniforms. Like, have we seen any? Because the Moonrisers can be other races, although they're normally...
Oh, yeah. There are other races within the compound. Other races. They are a minority.
Okay.
Among the Larsons, but yes, they are. They are.
Kelton's gonna grab the fanciest coat in the cage.
The fanciest. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. You get one. It has golden trim.
Hell yeah.
So it's it's black with white, and then it's got gold around the collar that leads down to the belt.
Yeah, this is nice.
Very managerial.
Does it fit?
Oh, very nice.
You know what? Hold on. Does it fit? Maybe I should get my dice out.
Fat man in a little coat.
What's fair? What's fair, do you think?
7.
He's a giant boar man.
I'm going to say...
How big is
5 or under out of 10? Oh, wait, but like... Again, predominantly Eshwin.
I'm going to say the difference between a guff physique and...
Well, he said that there are some non...
Yeah, but
Eshwin,
like,
but it's definitely not as common. Yeah, he went for the... I don't see a non-Eshwin getting particularly high in rank. Yeah. It definitely seems like a...
Well, I think Obed, at least, as a scholar, would know that they don't particularly have any racial... They're incredibly bigoted. On a religious level.
Got it.
It doesn't really revolve around race so much.
They gave Galen and Obi those bracelets.
Mm-hmm. They wanted you to join.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so let's just flex those bracelets.
And the armor.
Right. I'm definitely putting...
All right. I'm gonna put this out here for the whole group to just...
Think about?
Think about for a second. We're not good at being sneaky...
No.
Or particularly tricky. We're underhanded in a very forceful and showy way.
I read a book one time where these guys...
Refuse to believe you can read.
They dressed in armor, and one of their friends was just, like, too weird looking. So they, like, pretended he was a captive, and it worked out really well.
Everything's fine here. Yes. How about you?
To Nesbitt's point, even if it makes them go... Are you even just that is worth second?
It's a long climb to be out there with anybody getting a chance to just look up and see you.
Yeah.
But it's reasonably removed from the rest of what people are paying attention to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that because, like, I got intimidated by the prospect of that ladder being open to being visible. But if we're able to. Even just disguise ourselves just for the ladder climb.
Yeah.
Because we don't even have to
then
talk
it's just
to anybody.
People's
it's
backs.
Just 5 uniforms going up a ladder to where those uniforms are expected to be.
There's no way there's a uniform for me here.
Yes. It is. Well, his tail's just.
I'm also massive.
Kelton also suggested that we give the uniforms to the prisoner people. So they get it all jumbled.
3 amigos style.
I think, as we pointed out, they have all decided on their own respective Thin Lizzies at this point.
Yeah.
And so, I don't think we longer have the ability to gather them and give them direction.
And the second that they left the tent, they were like, oh, shit. They knew we were not their friends when we were like, yeah, just go out there. It's
but
great.
It's also a situation where you don't want to give the less organized group the ability to blend in if they plan on fighting, because then the likelihood of friendly fire becomes much graver.
Yeah, that's true.
For our side.
Yeah, if it's just us, we can still hit everybody that
we
don't
know. Yeah,
and we
can kill some prisoners. We don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really mean.
I also think
not the nicest.
yeah. I am for suiting up.
Are we into...
Obed is going to...
It sounds like Esmond has some reservations, but I'm saying we suit up in the best approximation of a Larson uniform we can and climb that fucking ladder.
What's my role for this fancy-ass tunic?
Oh, yeah, so we need to see if the fancy one fits you. You said 5 or under on a D10? How do you feel about that?
Now I'll say over 5, like 6 or higher on a D8.
You
want to
roll it?
Wait, 6 or higher on a D8 or a D10?
D8, because, again... You're fucking huge, and we're assuming that, since they're 90% Eshwin, the boss cloaks are probably 90% Eshwin.
It'd be cute.
I accept your challenge.
All right.
Spend momentum.
Okay, but what happens if he...
Critically fails? Chat came up with a whole list of things.
Oh, yes. We cannot wait to dig into those. I have the perfect one for this one, actually, already.
He just magically becomes naked.
I was like, the Emperor's new clothes?
I'm going to spend one
Kelton
momentum.
Kelton would absolutely pull an Emperor's New Clothes.
So it's a 5 or higher, or 6 or higher on a D8, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, and he's spending a momentum.
So he's just basically throwing a D8 and a D6 and trying to get 6 or higher.
Yep. Okay. Odds are good.
Yeah. Thank God. Oh, yes.
Two natural twos.
Two natty twos.
So we are going to a fan critical failure here. And Jaden, I think you know the one that we're going to use.
While changing clothes, something falls out of a back pocket. And it may have been a...
Whatever, it's mine.
Fork. A very special fork.
No. I thought this was a failure.
Now you can't point her in directions that you wanted to send her.
Has she noticed?
He's the only person changing clothes right now. He's got the fanciest outfit. He made a big show of trying to put it on. It does not fit.
No. I'd like to think it fits over the neck so he gets confident, and then the shoulders are just the problem.
Yeah. It's like a little capelet.
Yeah.
We can say thank you to Miss Genki Art for that one. She nailed it.
That's
you,
a good Genki. One.
Yeah. Whoa.
And thanks. She's the best.
Thanks a lot.
I think it would be very difficult for her not to notice the wooden clacking.
Ting, 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 ting.
Gaylene just freezes. She's stunned. She's shocked.
Kelton leans
where
over.
Did this,
picks it up.
Where did the sauerkraut fork come from? She can't figure it out.
Oh, this guy I stopped at a restaurant. He just had like a bunch of them and he sold me one.
You had it, yeah?
Yeah, I bought it. He had a bunch. He was like, you want one? It's like,
you three spent ackies. Money on it, yeah?
Yeah, it's great. It's for like sauerkraut. Do you like sauerkraut?
Yeah, that's my fork.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one I bought.
No.
Wait,
my fork, yeah?
Did it fall out of the officer's uniform or out of your pocket?
Yeah, it's mine. I bought it. Remember we were like the restaurant? I got eggs. Sauerkraut.
You weren't out of sauerkraut.
Pork.
Which restaurant you go to, yeah?
It was right out of the Radish Town.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, these radish people are cool. And then as I kept walking, I'm like, you know what? Fuck radish people. And then I met a sauerkraut man, and I was like, fuck yeah, sauerkraut man.
Yeah? How many plates of sauerkraut did he feed you, yeah?
A bowl?
This fork was stolen.
Kelton fucking stole your sauerkraut fork. Are you going to let that slide?
I think it was
Galen's ready to throw
was
it down.
Was it a woman? I thought it was
a
woman.
Yeah, it was a woman.
Galen like, doesn't
he's
see
so
gender.
Full of shit.
It was a man.
Uh-huh. Galen's ready to fight.
With like no a, proof like, that this is your like particular
puffing yeah. up her.
How do you inspect it?
If you remember the lady at the inn who gave us about 1,600
yes.
bowls of sauerkraut invented the sauerkraut 17. Fork.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Therefore, why would another person sell
have
her
you
fork?
Inspected
no,
the fork?
She hadn't given it to anyone else.
She's not a detective.
Yeah. Wait. So you had the sauerkraut fork when you came in here?
Yeah.
Then what happened?
It got stolen.
By who?
You, apparently, yeah.
I wasn't with you when you got caught. How could I have stolen it from you? I was caught before you.
I didn't see you, yeah?
Quick addendum. You don't know that they got caught. You thought they were here to rescue
you. Oh, yeah.
You.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Go back. Yeah, I was really impressed.
Kevin was like, oh, yeah. Man, thanks. I was in jail.
Yeah?
Before you lost your sauerkraut fork.
No.
I cannot believe the amount of time we were spending on this exchange.
Wait.
It's a critical
it's
failure.
Really good. Yeah. You can't believe that. What about everything we've done for the last year and a half makes you believe that? You're just wrong.
How could I have taken your sauerkraut fork when I was in jail
manager.
Before
manager.
You lost the
yeah.
sauerkraut
what?
Fork?
Manager, look at me.
What?
I'm looking
at you. I'm talking to the real manager.
What? I am the manager.
Damn.
Weasel man.
What the?
Go sit in the corner.
Adults are talking.
All right. Line up and come get your slaps.
Why am I getting slapped? I don't
so
understand.
Hit me.
The sauerkraut fork, yeah?
Yeah.
It takes you to Sauerkraut Mountain, and that's where we need to go, yeah?
No.
Yeah.
Fucking way.
Yeah. So.
It's a mountain.
Yeah.
Is it like I show up to Sauerkraut Mountain and there's like a theme park and I buy like shitty expensive sauerkraut, or this is a fucking mountain made of sauerkraut?
We don't know. We haven't found it yet, yeah? So we need me to read the fork.
How do I know this is your fork, though?
Kelton.
It's mine.
Yes. I'll give you a promotion if you give her the fucking fork.
You're not my boss. Anyway.
I got top billing on the side after we fix it.
Oh,
I
didn't see that. Kelton.
No, we...
Plus one.
We can't fire you together.
That's fine. I'm famous. I've been dragging you two bozos along.
But if
free
you,
me up. See what happens.
If you don't give me the fork, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Then you can't find Sauerkraut Mountain, yeah?
Galen,
kill him. Kill him.
Literally.
Galen is trying her best to not.
Galen, kill him.
Galen, I don't know much about your parentage. But my family raised us to say please.
Please.
Galen, kill him.
Please what?
Galen, kill him.
My fork.
If you say my full name, I'll give you the time.
Shit. $20 says she doesn't know your phone.
Yeah, that, there's no fucking chance this is happening. Look at her pulling her fucking phone out.
No, no phones at the table.
We are a family. Yeah. This is family time.
Okay.
Dude, but if she does... Did
I just say it in my accent?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how...
No, you have to say it in Galen's accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Okay.
She sounds like a bird.
And a loon.
Arby's, yeah? Okay. So,
that's your activation phrase?
Happy birthday, chat.
Okay, stop. You made me listen.
Arby's?
Arby's, yeah? Detective Dr. Professor Kelton Mandelgrove, yeah?
Okay. You can have the sauerkraut fork.
I'm going to add it to my inventory.
It's not Thanks. Yours, but it'll still lead us to Sauerkraut Mountain.
Maybe, yeah. Mm. Oh, it's already on there. And I still got the Bat Mormon book and the Moon Bracelet.
Why is it there? That's not your hitbox.
That's not your hit points.
Excuse me, flompers are in my hit points.
I think the funny part is that normally our go-to meal on the way here is Arby's, and she can't get into her accent today. It was because we had that horrible
curse of the McDonald's.
Yeah, but it's always
also Arby's, great sponsor of the show.
The scene in Fargo.
Thanks, Arby's.
They can't afford us. She's the only person who eats there.
I do love an Arby's.
Oh, and our chat monitor.
Yeah. But they talk.
Arby's
they
literally
in Fargo.
Only exists for these two girls and making hilarious
amazing
things on Facebook,
like social media.
Before I realized how organs work, I had a meat mountain there.
Oh.
They thought I was joking when I ordered it.
So, like...
Would you do it again?
No.
Like, would you go and watch me do it?
I would, but it's not like...
Okay,
eat a meat mountain on Sauerkraut Mountain.
What about eating sauerkraut on Meat Mountain?
Guys...
You just, by the way, you just
I
hear
smell
people
smoke.
You hear people dying.
Yeah, the bows.
I'm gonna throw in some Wilhelm screams right here.
Obed has since gone in and found something that fits him. It looks a little baggy, the one he picked out, but he can move in it.
All right, we'll say like very quickly, you're able to find things that at least cover you.
Right. Yeah.
What if we climb the ladder?
What covers me?
There are people who are huge in the Larson army.
Yeah, you just didn't find
it. It's a very organized like row of coats up that go up in size. Yeah. It's like a department store almost, you know?
They gotta have something for Fit and Talon.
Yeah, Talon's
true.
A
true beast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you either
to pick the smallest fan.
Start on that end and
3XL, all right. They got it. Right.
What if we climb the ladder, wrap a bunch of clothes around it, set it on fire, and climb back down?
What if we go up there, kill everyone in there, and then we leave?
And set it on fire, yeah. That sounds great.
I'm here. It's going to be on fire at the end of the day.
I mean, yeah.
I kind of like fire off of that.
But
I don't want to draw attention to us when we're up there. What? I want to just like...
Well, we can at least get our bearings when we get up there.
Yeah, well...
Well, what if they see us coming and they push the ladder off?
Well, we're dressed up as...
Oh, sorry. The ladder is built into the,
oh, okay. So
the
they
side
can't...
of the building. Yeah, okay. It's part of the support.
There is a trap door.
So it's not really a door. It's an opening.
Oh, so like a moon door.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, a moon door.
All right. I was thinking trap door would have to be a floor so they couldn't see us climbing up till we like burst out. But yeah, moon door, totally different situation.
They would have no reason to make it close.
Yes. I just want to point out that we've been sitting here. And the only thing that's happened is a fork fell on the floor.
Yep.
This entire time.
He ruined a perfectly good officer's uniform.
He picked up a jacket and a fork fell on the floor.
We are amazing.
That's why this fort has been like 8 episodes.
Oh, it's going to be more.
It's a fucking fort.
Yeah. There's more mayhem to ring out of this.
All right. Kelton, get up. Get up the fucking ladder.
Yeah, I'm going to climb the ladder.
All right. So you guys are dressed as a bunch of ramshackle Larsons with loose-fitting clothes, about to climb this ladder.
Right on.
Yeah.
Kelton climbs the ladder.
This plan.
All right. Upsy fucking daisy, everybody.
I'm going to reveal the map.
I have a question. Does Galen's Bat Mormon book increase my healing abilities at all?
No.
As a religious artifact or anything?
No, it's not an artifact of any kind. Okay. It's just, it's an artifact of time gone by.
It's just full of lies.
Yes.
Like all books.
The book and the bracelet are going to get Galen into the secret club.
Like anything represented on paper.
You're not wrong, but it feels wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not really there. It's just, it puts words in your brain, like a liar does.
Is that what liars, they put words in your brain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do truth tellers.
Grandma Worm.
Yeah.
Grandma Worm.
No, but there's no such thing anymore.
But truth tellers, also liars.
Why? Because they put words in your brain?
Yes.
Okay.
They're like Tony Montana.
Or Lisa Loeb.
The pink area here, the large pink area, is a flat area of the roof. That when you climb out above his desk, it's an area where you see a couple like barrels stacked on top of. They were using it for like attic storage space, but open air. And as you climb out, let's get your figures. I'm going to put them in order like leading up to it, but you're going to be approaching this vertically, but just so we can keep track of the order in which you come out.
Okay.
The Kelton first, then I do believe Galen.
Nesbitt. Yeah, Nesbitt.
And then
Obi.
And then Three-Legged Night Beast? No.
Yes. Three-Legged Night Beast. That's
that token of right there.
That's what they call me. You know what that third leg is? It's my tail.
It's very stable.
Good.
I'm well balanced.
Okay. I'm going to need battle order. And they have a score of
-10.
Guys, I think our average level went up.
It definitely did.
We're all 3 now, right?
I'm 3. Yes.
I'm 3.
I am also 3.
They get a +7.
Whoa. Oh, damn.
I rolled a natural 18. Kelton rolled nat 20. So what is it with your bonus?
23. Which one is that?
So
yeah.
Oh, wait, do we
He adds his highest stat as well.
Yep.
Oh, three. Add his highest stat?
So my highest stat is 3. 20 plus 3 is 23.
You beat it.
Nice.
Well, no, it's 26.
Yeah, 26 because our average level and your three. Highest stat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Dope.
Which beats it by one.
Yeah. Beat it by 1 point.
Wouldn't have worked without the 20. Holy shit.
Or right. Without us leveling.
Yeah.
Do I get anything special because I did roll a nat 20? Is there any flare I can pop out of the hole?
No, it's more just to determine order. It's not a... You didn't like perform an
action.
It was
a skill check.
But like we did it really good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. We'll say the bonus is you get to go first.
Oh, sweet.
All right. So you know that they've been nailing shots from about 100 feet up. Targets that are, 50 to 100 feet away. So they're pretty good.
So yeah, how they handle some fisticuffs then.
When your head peeks out of the moon door, you see that this is a bi-level watchtower. It's made that way, so if they had more people, they could line up, and people could line up behind them and still have line of sight without shooting each other. Mm. So there's a raised platform in the center that spans the width of this watchtower that is raised 5 feet above the ground. Ooh. And on the walls, there's a tiny step on the side walls that just make it easier for you to hook a foot in and get up.
Yeah, are we above the walls of the fort?
Yes, like you've been climbing the ladder. Nobody seemed to notice that you've noticed yet.
It seems like a weird... So like, is which direction is the fort?
The fort...
Is the fort this
internal.
Way?
Internal, yeah.
Yeah, so what you're seeing, I stacked you up here towards me. You're actually straight up and down.
Right, no, I know, but like, is that the outside?
You know what, I'll draw the wall.
If I hazing charge one of them, can I move them to an adjacent square that is thin air?
Yes.
Yay!
It's open, the tower?
This is a 75-foot guard tower, I'm assuming.
So the white curved line there is the wall of the fort.
Huh. I guess it's just weird that they would build...
That's too far forward.
This tiered system that allows them to fire multiple lines without blocking each other, facing in.
It's both ways.
If you look at it, it's in the center.
So they can either or. Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, they can step up on the platform and then go further forward and step down.
Got it. Okay.
It's actually a pretty good design.
Yeah, that's a really good design. Yeah, I take that back.
I think you should apologize.
Yeah. I took it back.
I'm sorry.
So as for the archers that you see up there, there are four you see. Two are up on the platform and two flank you. Well, not direct. They're not directly adjacent to you, but they're on either side of you. And the one with the orange is a guff female with an eye patch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
The purple one is a Krex female who looks like a woodpecker.
Dope.
The blue one is an Eshwin male with a helmet with a moon crest on it. And the greenish one with the white there, that's a Eshwin male with a shoulder cape.
Is it a good shoulder cape? Like, what's the colors on it?
It is black velvet.
Ooh, is it Kelton sized?
Shoulder capes are almost one size fits all.
Yeah. Also, I've always imagined Kelton has a shoulder cape.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Coming off of a pauldron. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelton would like to hazing charge the one in the shoulder cape because he doesn't trust other people in shoulder capes. And he wants to see it in the wind. Both you and an adjacent creature of your size or smaller move my speed together.
Okay.
And the creature invokes attacks of opportunity from allies. You must set it down in an adjacent space at the end of your movement. So if I run into the wall, can I set him down outside of there?
So maybe I did a poor job of explaining this. The side walls on the west and east are full walls. They support the roof for shade.
Okay.
There's a small lip, we'll say it's about a foot high on this side that looking into the fort.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the same on the opposite side, but you can't see it from here.
But it's still 75 feet down, right?
Down to the place you climbed up of. I think it's a full 100-foot drop.
Cool. So what I'm saying is if I lift one out and drop them over.
Oh, yeah. It's
that's the
night, yeah.
It's curtains.
Cool. So now, I think the shoulder cape is more dangerous than the other ones.
Now, you moved one square to get up into the moon door.
Okay.
Okay, and then you come out and are going to grab the green one?
I do believe hazing charge has its own movement attached to it.
Is it an attack action or is it a move action?
I think it's an attack action that involves movement.
It is a attack action, yes.
Cool.
And I surprise an enemy of my prodigious strength by lifting it and running.
Okay, let's see it.
This.
You can already tell that these are, well, maybe Kelton wouldn't care, but he definitely sees that these are a higher caliber of regimented badasses.
Range take penalty casting or
firing
in melee.
Certain types of them do, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I would hope, though, that the ones that would be firing this far afield would be that type. But we'll have to see.
Kelton is going to spend 4 momentum.
Damn. Ooh.
Whoa. All right. He wants this dude down.
He wants to make a good impression after the whole fork incident.
So if you're spending 4 momentum,
yeah.
If it lands, I need a description.
For sure.
I guess I'll just have to go get another one.
Or get this one. It's going to be...
It'll be wet, but...
Yeah, I'm not... Getting blood out of velvet is insane.
I know. It's like hours. It's their whole weekend gone.
You guys have weird hobbies.
Okay.
10, all right. 23. Does 23 hit him?
Definitely hits.
Yeah.
Kelton is going to lift the one and a half cape.
Okay.
Move his speed to the wall, dropping that person into the adjacent square, which is thin air down the bottom. So Kelton just pops up out of here, still being stealthy, just as silently as he can, and a giant runs up, grabs the guy in the half cape, who I assume just like yelps, slams him into the wall. Lex Luger, Yokozuna, 4th of July style.
Uh-huh.
Just fucking tosses his ass out.
All right.
The window. I have a question.
He's going to, so you're already seeing the risk here.
Yeah.
Okay. That happens.
Yes.
But anybody who's falling off of something gets an immediate reaction to try to grab onto anything.
I think that's lame when I use hazing charge.
Well, he can grab you. He can grab your hand, because your arm. Now, this is not...
It says, I surprise an enemy, so they should do that
with surprised.
Some sort of disadvantage.
it's going to be difficult. I will say...
Especially...
I will say that because you spent 4 momentum, he's going to get a -4 on his dexterity check.
Yep.
So he has to meet a difficulty. We'll just add 4 to the difficulty. It was normally going to be 14, so it's going to be an 18 difficulty. He gets a +4.
Okay.
Oop. He fails.
One down.
You look like a fucking idiot.
And he falls and just
this is what Kelton is cooking.
Maybe it's a silly question, but yeah, sure. Can Eshwin fly?
+1.
I was gonna say, give it to that man. That was like that was a hella callback.
Apparently, yes.
Yeah, he passes the armory building, hits the ground like a bag of soup.
Wait, what?
Hell yeah.
His bones are all mush now.
You've never thrown a bag of soup off a building?
No, never.
Oh.
I've thrown a box of soup off a building.
That was your chance to tell me I have weird hobbies.
I didn't think it was a hobby. I think it was just a thing you did. I used to throw chitlins into the river for shits and giggles.
We hit a giant Rice Krispie treat with a train.
With a train,
once.
Yeah. What?
Hell yeah. Where'd you get a train?
That's a good question.
We found it. We
stole it from Patrick Swayze.
It was just hanging out right across the street.
So now...
I feel like that was cool enough for Kelton to take all 3 terrible things that are going to happen to him right now.
Yeah, they are extremely alarmed. And one of them, the Eshwin male with the moon helmet, is kind of like yelling behind him into the tube like, what's going on?
Turns out that guy was a traitor.
No ticket. Okay. And... he's gone. Yeah, he's a dead man. Cross him out.
God, Josh, that was almost good enough.
Almost.
I was right there.
On the verge.
How many do you have at the moment?
0.
Oh
no, you have 1.
You have 1
from what?
Past tense.
Past tense. Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That was absolutely
worth it.
Yeah,
worth it.
Yeah, there was no dissent on.
We
that
weren't. I wasn't even in the game yet, and I was listening, and I was like, I am willing to suffer in the future for things these people did because of that joke.
Okay.
Can we know a little bit about that person now that they're out of combat, or is that not cool?
These guys are kind of individual, but they're similar
we'll
enough.
I want to know what his parents' names were, and I want to know his tragic childhood that led him into a cult.
Well, Kelton actually needs that because he has to make up a mocking song to destroy the spirit forever. Well,
he'll probably still be there when you're done.
All right, cool.
So now the guff female with the eye patch, who's up on the landing, is going to disengage back 1 to give herself some more room.
Uh-oh.
And she's going to fire at Kelton.
That's not beautiful.
That's a 9.
Man, an eye patch sniper, that's just...
Well, who needs another eye?
Yeah, you close your eye. Good eye, shooting sniper. Anyway, right? Mm-hmm.
Actually, do we, like, she might not even have a missing eye. It's just,
eye
patching
true.
Just for
It's like
shooting.
A fetish thing?
Just while she's above deck?
You shoot, I'll run.
It's Nesbitt's turn.
Yeah, sweet. All right, oh,
you're
shit.
Behind
Galen's, am I able to toss a shadow of death up onto the landing?
Not really.
No, because I'm not in sight. So, yeah, I guess I kind of have to just
I think we should change the ladder order. That's ridiculous.
I gave you guys plenty of time to do that.
Yeah, that was that was our bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess I just have to hold right now.
Okay. And now it goes to Obed.
Stuck in a fucking... No, this is bad.
We planned our climbing order based on efficiency of party.
Yes.
Not in where we sat at the table.
What if Nesbitt... just doubles his movement and carries Galen up out the
hole. She has hollow bones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
as we make reference to all of the
time.
Yeah,
but her sweater's got like ceramic plates on it.
Yeah, it's one of those comfort therapy sweaters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thunder buddies.
Ribbed for your pleasure?
I don't think that's the direction he was going, but ribbed sweaters are preferable, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a ribbed sweater.
What?
I don't often wear sweaters. So
you need to get a good jumper, my dude.
Can Obed hold his action until we get to Galen?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll hold too.
And now it goes to the Krex up on the landing as well. She looks like a woodpecker. She's going to fire at Kelton, just like her compatriot. Natural 2.
They're all just so floored that you floored that guy.
Yeah. Yep. And now it's Galen's turn.
Well,
yay.
He lack of floored that guy.
Well, he found the floor.
I hope I picked the right one.
So Galen's going to move. So she pops up, and then she has a pike, and it can reach two spaces.
Okay, so this is a hole.
Yeah,
so
can't she stick her arm out?
Are you going to get out of the hole, though, because you have people behind you?
I guess Galen will do that. She'll occupy the half space.
Can you exit the hatch from any area around it?
Yes.
Okay.
And then she's going to do sweep the leg at...
Johnny.
Who is that?
Well, that it wasn't at Johnny, right? Johnny was sweeping the leg.
Yeah.
I don't remember Ralph Macchio's character's name.
Well, she's going to sweep the
leg. Oh, Daniel-san.
At that guy.
All right, at the Eshwin male with the moon helmet.
The moon helmet. All right. Yes.
All right, yeah, you get your back against the landing, the wall of the landing. Let's see what you do.
A 19.
Whoa.
Plus.
Oh, plus 4, so 23.
23 hits.
Yay.
Okay.
So no, it does no damage, but he is knocked flat.
Fuck yeah.
All so right. he's on his back and has no idea why there is a really crazy looking seagull lady wearing a jacket over her head and then a sweater under it with a pole arm.
Don't like, you do things to downed enemies?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So like I'm hoping that I can get to attack him before, because I can only do a movement now. Like, I won't be able to move and attack because I withheld.
Yeah, you can only hold one action.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have to withhold my attack so I can move up, but I do want to get up. I want to be in the half space directly behind him so that I'm partially obscured.
Directly behind whom?
Behind the helmet, dude. So, like...
Right here or here?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's a little... Oh, shit. Ugh. Yeah, that's a little precarious. I keep forgetting that that's...
A wall there?
No,
it's just like a half.
But he's going to have wall. To stand up.
That's true.
So you're cool, in my opinion. You do you, though.
Actually, if I go to the... I have enough space that I can get to behind him towards the landing? Like, the next space up?
In between Galen and him?
No, on the other side of him.
No, that's one too many.
Ah, damn it.
You could get here to the corner.
Okay, then I'll do that.
Okay, to flank him.
Yep.
Got it. Okay.
Well, I'm a lot further down the ladder, so I'm going to... Obed is going to go up and next to Galen, aspect of war, and I'm going to do...
Well, did you hold your action?
Oh, shit, you're
right. So you can only really do the move right now.
So I can only do the move. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait, but don't I get a free...
Aspect?
So. Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
So then I go into aspect mm-hmm. before.
It's the Eshwin male with the moon helmet, who wants to stand up desperately, and he can spend an attack action to do it without provoking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he's going to do. He's gonna stand up...
Smart guy.
...without provoking.
Damn.
And then he's going to spend his move action to disengage into the corner of the wall... and the sidewall of this watchtower.
All along it?
Mm-hmm. The Joker and the Thief. Okay, and now it's Esmond's turn.
Esmond is just going to climb the ladder and pop up right next to Obi.
All right. Now, you have line of sight on all of them.
Yes.
Because of the height difference.
I have a question.
Yes.
He made fireballs before we came here,
mm-hmm.
and those are still burning, right?
So, they're setting the barracks on fire.
Okay, so mm-hmm. if he does another one, do those ones go out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. One at a time.
One at a time. Okay.
It's like...
But I feel like they've probably caught by now.
Maybe.
I mean, we don't know, but it's...
It's kind of like in older video games when if you shoot a wall long enough, the original bullets start... The bullet holes start disappearing.
The decals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I, too, remember GoldenEye.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to spend 3 momentum in Flaming Pillar, the Moon Helmet.
Ooh, okay.
Guff.
Holy shit.
He's an Eshwin.
Yeah, he is an Eshwin.
Oh, he's an Eshwin? Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Moon helmet. That's the important moon part. Helmet. I need that man to die. Or wait. Or does everyone want flaming weapons?
Ooh, what is that?
Does her pike burn down because it's made out of wood?
It's magic, bro. It's pure magic.
Fire on the blade.
It wreathes it in flame.
Yeah.
Wow. Does it burn her tchotchkes that are on it?
I don't know. How much effect does it have?
What does it do?
1d6 plus 2 fire damage.
Extra.
That's pretty sick.
That's pretty nasty.
How would that work with my ice mace?
It would just add it. It would add to it.
Oh, does it stack?
Oh, we can stack elementals.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. That's kind of cool.
Ooh, a fire.
But not in enchantments, but with abilities and enchantments?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Awesome.
What you're doing does not change the intrinsic property of the item.
Which means that Galen can still do a venom strike and have poison and fire.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yes. All right. This is the first time I'm doing this.
Okay.
So, and this is only for 3 rounds. So
cool.
And is it like everybody, or are you picking one target?
It is. This doesn't have a range. Oh, radius 3.
So, yeah.
Radius 3.
It's everybody.
Wow. Oh, shit, yeah.
No, it's everybody but Nesbitt.
Oh, damn, that would be the best one.
I mean, you could have gone here, but that's pretty risky, too.
I'm not
doing no more risky. It's the same amount of risky.
Oh, dude.
Screw it. Yeah, change. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Okay.
All right. I like to imagine that this isn't a big, showy move. I literally just pop up out of it. Look at everyone, see that everyone's close enough, and just snap my fingers.
Spaghetti.
And then flame begins to just kind of vaguely swirl around it, and as you swing it, it intensifies with the air that's moving over it.
I like that better, because I thought you were just spitting at all of us.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice flavor on that. Yeah,
did you have to...
That's your attack action.
That's my attack action.
Still a good one.
Yeah. It's pretty gnarly if people hit.
So that's a d6.
That is a d6 plus 2 added fire damage to all attacks for the next 3 rounds.
A d6 plus 2.
That includes opportunity attacks. Mm-hmm.
But not anything that's not a weapon.
Yes.
Right, yeah. So
like I get ray that. Of anything.
Yeah.
Kelton,
ray
of
Romano.
The ray of Romano. Everybody loves Ray, man.
Damn it. I was waiting for my opening. Shit.
That was good. All
my right. turn?
Yep.
Oh boy.
So mechanics-wise, to get up on the landing, it would take a full move action to just climb up and be in that square. Or if you get to the little foothold, it takes 2 of your speed to get up on it.
Got it. Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Are they, even if you're on the bottom, can you still like reach and stab them? Or do you have to get up on the landing? Like how?
So think about it from just pure, they're 5 feet up. And your spear can reach 10 feet, basically,
so
from your space.
So Galen could still stab them.
From where she is,
yes,
she cannot reach either of them.
Yeah, if she were on the in the space that's directly adjacent, like if you were on the other side of Obed, you would be able to reach that one.
Mm-hmm.
But from
she wouldn't, because this is the same space. This is still. For the purpose of her occupying it, it's
4.
Oh, that's a full space.
Yeah. I was pretty much asking if I could, if the thing was at a level where Galen could like put it up and stab them.
Not really.
I don't think with the control or the force that you would have one of your attacks.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Have to be like holding stab the leg
end,
or something.
The very end of it and trying to spear, like you would just kick it away.
Okay. Sorry.
I was thinking that like. Basically, you would have to be. It would have to be the adjacent space, essentially. So, if she was on the other side of you,
I think
since they're adjacent hexes, she would be able to do it. But wouldn't there's no way she would be able to hit orange dude because it's a.
I think actually, if we're talking about mechanically, this is a boring conversation, Chad. I am sorry, but I think the fact that it's a 5 foot wall and she's. You know, it's just her eyes are just above level with it. Mm-hmm. If they were on the adjacent thing, she could hit it from 2 spaces away.
Got it. Okay.
But otherwise, the angle she can't.
Okay. That's all I wanted to clarify because it sounded like that's a no, but that's a yes.
Right.
And I was like, but that's further.
So, like,
sorry, Max.
Oh, I'm wondering, do passive features stack?
Yeah, they do.
Kelton would like to move to the middle. Back of the platform. Getting to there is 3, right?
No, it's just 2.
But getting up on the platform?
It's another 2.
Yes, and then 5. So one more.
Okay. So Kelton is running at the foothold, vaulting up from the foothold onto the platform.
Yes.
And moving where there's one space between you and the female Krex woodpecker.
Woodpecker. To be threatening without blocking the alley. Do you want me to block the alley?
You can get up and hit her.
Yeah. You could be...
Kelton's not very good at actually hitting people. He's much better.
He actually is.
Take the shot.
Right. Like, and more importantly, right now, you are more better at hitting than you've ever been before.
Yeah. You have a nice
Once
too.
I hit.
Yeah. That's true.
All right. Yeah. Kelton's going to move into the right fray.
We got a guy down here to melt first.
Okay. More better. Let's do this fucking thing.
Even just like warding strike would be solid.
Let me see.
Making an archer not be able to not hit the guy in front of him is pretty solid.
That sounds really good.
All the weapons are on fire.
But in a good way.
Yeah.
If I hit with overwhelming strike.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With my ice axe, I get to add the bonuses to my ice mace.
Uh-huh.
To the attack of overwhelming strike, right?
If you do overwhelming strike
and I hit
and you hit, you deal your damage plus the ice mace plus the fire
dope.
Which that could be a chunk of change, my dude.
Yeah, that's going to be really hefty.
Let's shoot for the moon.
No, the moon guy's over there.
No, you know what? Plus one. That was a good one.
That was a good one. Well timed.
Well placed.
Does 10 hit?
10 does not hit.
Okay, then no.
All right, it misses. Now we go to the guff female with the eye patch. She's the only one not currently engaged with somebody. She looks like she's about to panic. She looks at Nesbitt, who's harrowing her friend that's trying to get up on the landing, the guy with the moon helmet. And you see her take aim, and she pulls the bow back further than would seem normal and fires.
Oh, no, Nesbitt. So oh, no, Nesbitt.
15?
Yes, that's a hit.
Okay. So it's 3d6 plus 3, but it gets cut in half because you're going to be pushed one space.
No.
So that's where we're going to take a break.
Oh, shit. Amen.
We all just had a prayer.
Thank you for leading us in that, Max. We really appreciate that. Yep. So we're talking about video games while we're on break. Max, you've been playing... Bioshock Infinite?
Yes, I'm doing another run through. Sometimes I just like to stand and listen to the music.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Good.
Oh, the
scene with the
Fortunate Son. Yes.
I was going to say Fortunate the CCR was so good.
So good.
Great.
I didn't know that going in, that was a thing that they were doing. And you walk through the first part and you hear the Beach Boys as a barbershop.
Oh, yeah.
And I was really like, I was like, oh, what a clever trick. Yeah. I hope you guys do this more. And then they did
it so much more and so much better.
It was
so
actually
many times.
A significant variable. Was
yeah.
That?
Yeah, like I only on Fortunate Son, I would say it's not better than the original, but I love that it's different enough to be great.
Yeah. Yes, like, exactly. It was,
yeah. That
and
the,
so
like,
impactful. That scene fucking murdered.
Blowing us out a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
That and the like chatter in the background of all the people that are just super racist.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
Freaking wild.
Like real life.
Savannah and I will do a Bioshock 1 through Infinite playthrough about every 2 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lauren, Twitch stream that bitch, man.
Well, Lauren's this was... like not a video game person at all.
We got an RPG from scratch Twitch account.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah,
people should see me be terrible at Fallout. That'd
yeah, we should
yeah.
do that.
Yeah,
Mountain
do
Blade.
Oh.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's like seven or eight. We will discuss this later.
Napoleon?
No. Dude, can we throw our Smash Knights on?
Napoleon's dead.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Artemis?
Ooh.
I always want to play Artemis all the time, by the way.
We would need to use this camera to do Artemis.
Hmm.
Okay.
So that it could see our setup, but then I could make all the windows of what everybody's seeing.
Lego Harry Potter?
Yeah.
That's a great co-op game.
That's a great time.
All right, I think at this point we're actually trying to delay what's happening.
Yeah, we're
games.
Just really sad about the death of Nesbitt.
I mean, I'll get over it.
You don't have to fix the sign.
So let's get back into it. So the lady with the eye patch, the female Guff, she shot at Nesbitt and it rolled the damage. Everybody saw it before we went to break, and we got 2 5s and a 1, so it's 11 plus 3. 14 damage. So you take 7.
Okay. All right. 7. I got 1 armor. So 6. So.
All right. Shit. And it throws you off of the building, moves you 1 space. As an immediate reaction, you get to make a dexterity check to catch on to the edge. Difficulty 14.
Okay. So I'm only catching on to the edge. Like,
yeah.
I can't.
It will take a full round for you to climb back up and be standing.
All right. All right. I think I'm going to do
9. At least
9.
How about 14 to guarantee it?
Yeah. Well, it would only take 13 because
that's true.
Yeah.
And if you die, they're all gone anyway.
Yeah.
That is true.
You don't have momentum.
So, yeah. I was just going to do 6 to keep at least some.
That sounds like a reasonable amount.
Yeah.
All right. So
it's up to you. It's up to you.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to go with 6 and have the chance of Nesbitt fucking dying.
Oh, my God, Keith.
Yep. And I'm taking these 2, and I want the rest of you to give me your luckiest D6.
Mine are all the same.
You have a D6.
Yeah, but it's not lucky.
No,
it's
not
the
Josh's,
luckiest.
But
I don't know which one is all my luckiest. They're all the same.
The Green Ranger dice, will. It's going to pull through.
1.
One.
He's listening to him.
1. So Natty 14.
Is this the one? All right.
Yeah, fuck.
All right. Here we go. 14.
Natty 14.
14 on the die. All right. A pretty fucking hefty momentum roll.
We threw some numbers
in. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, what's that? Plus 15, 35. 38.
So let's describe to us the dramatic way that Nesbitt keeps from falling to his death.
39 with your dex.
All right. So initially, it's, ow! He's tumbling backwards. It's like a foot-high wall, right? So it's like catching him on the calf. He falls backwards, and just as soon as he feels his weight going, cannonballs up and just stretches out as far as he can to get his arms onto the ledge. And nice. Just hangs on, swings out under, legs dangling. He is real unhappy.
Oof. How many of you do you think know that he's not dead?
Me.
Yeah. Esmond's in a good spot for it.
Maybe just Esmond.
There we go.
Yeah, Esmond is already up against that same little foot ledge. He can just lean.
This is going to go real bad for me next.
With a roll of 39 for a difficulty of 14. Does he get anything special?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
What I was hoping is that you were going to let me,
fly back
instant
in.
Reaction, catch the dude's lapels directly in front of me.
If,
and
you,
then I was gonna...
if you'd roll a natural 20, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
I would have returned your momentum.
I respect that, yeah.
I'd have returned your momentum and done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you would have... Then
yeah,
you
that's
get...
what I would have... Like, ideally, I just like, ow, shit, catch his lapel and fucking Ken roll him back over.
That would have been some, like, Sasuke replacement.
Yeah, that's a crit.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
All right, so now it's Esmond's turn.
All right.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. It's Nesbitt's turn.
And
all right. I was going to say, we're definitely over.
So, yeah, I'm... And
you have 2 options of where you can end up.
Okay. I'm going to go back to where I was, that corner there. Wait, well...
No, I mean, it's a good spot.
Yeah, the other one doesn't actually obscure me any more than that one does. Like, I'm still... Oh, but it does put me...
up against the wall.
And engaged with
a guy with a guy with a bow, and if he tries to move away from you, you get an opportunity.
Okay, all right, yeah. So I do like that. And also, if somebody with a reach weapon is the square directly next to Gaylene, would that Would that count as flanking? Even though it's not directly across, it's still like not next to each other.
No, flanking is you have to be completely opposite sides.
Okay.
Yeah. Obi's going to climb back down the ladder.
No, fuck this shit. I'm out. I'm out.
I'll go finish off the guy on the bottom.
No, he's an aspect of war, so it'd be...
Oh, yeah, I'd be the best. Fuck this shit.
I'm going to go kill Nesbitt.
Okay, I'm going to attack Eyepatchy with Javelin of Ice.
Okay, so you're going to do it from where you're standing?
Yeah.
Okay. Javelin of Ice.
And I think that's fair, because like just reaching overhead and...
Range weapons don't have an issue with this. Yeah. Are you going to spend your move action to augment it or no?
Oh, yes. That's the other thing I was going to do. So I'm going to spend my move action to augment it.
Okay.
I'll spend one momentum.
Okay.
Crit.
You get your momentum back.
Hold on. I crit and, on both.
Yeah, you got 96.
That's fucking nice. Rules.
All right. Does anybody want to move? Because now that he crit, any one of you can disengage two spaces.
Ooh.
Hey, I would kind of love that.
Yes. Oh, any one can disengage, not both of us.
Let's check that.
So, yeah, explain that power.
Certainly. Shoot and scoot. When an ally that you can see scores a critical hit, another ally within sight may disengage too.
That's amazing. That was 17.
17 to hit?
Yeah. No, 17 damage.
Oh, 17 damage to the one with the eye patch.
Yeah. Nesbitt,
I feel like I'm more threatened.
You can do what you need to do, sir.
Okay. Let's
prevent that from happening.
Yeah, I want to disengage to directly adjacent to Gaylene.
Okay. In the confusion created by this crazy crit that happens to the one with the eye patch, it catches the guy with the moon helmet's attention. Nesbitt is able to kind of duck out of the way and get up friendly with Gaylene.
I don't think that's how it happened.
Okay.
I think Obed is ice critting. Kelton starts getting images in his brain.
Oh.
Just like
anime.
Just sees the future.
I'm not Akira.
Sees the possibilities of Obed hitting and Nesbitt disengaging the two spaces. So then he...
Hey, no one's looking. Come on over here.
That was actually the first time Javelin of Ice landed, and it was a crit.
I think that's the first time we've used the shoot and scoot ability.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah.
And the first time I've lit weapons on fire. You know what? We're just passing out firsts.
Yep. It's a great old game.
It's the first time I've almost... No, it's not the first time I've almost fucking died.
That might have been the first sweep the leg, too.
It was the first sweep the leg, too.
Man.
Now it is the woodpecker who is just straight up next to Kelton.
Yeah.
She is going to disengage back one, and then she's going to fire at... This is tough because they're up really close.
Yeah.
You guys are threatening. She's not going to disengage. She's going to provoke the attack of opportunity.
Cool.
And just hop down further away from you to the forward side of the watchtower. And she's going to take a pot shot at Kelton, who's the only one of you that she can see now. Because he's up on the landing and nobody else is.
Is he going to do the attack of opportunity first?
Please.
All right. Going to use my ice mace.
Yeah.
Your fire ice mace.
Fire ice mace.
Your Pat Benatar?
Hell yeah.
And this is with a +2 based on all opportunity attacks, correct?
Yes. That's
fun. Oh, shit, yeah.
I'm telling you, man. Citadel's dope.
Fuck. So, 8... +2 is 12. Does 12 hit?
12 does not hit.
Fuck.
Damn it.
Sorry, guys.
They're pretty spry. And she takes a shot at Kelton.
I need a new D20.
So, 14 to hit.
14 hits.
Okay. And then she does 8 damage.
3 damage. Terrible.
And now it's Gaylene's turn.
Okay.
Fuck him up, Gaylene.
I have a question, because I wanted to stab the blue, but Nesbitt's in the way.
You can kind of step over the moon gate. The corner of the moon gate is kind of drawn poorly.
Okay.
I think it's somebody's fault. Yeah. I don't know whose it would be.
Well, I also figured Gaylene has long legs.
But also be careful if you step towards the edge.
Yeah, that's true.
It's precarious.
Mm-hmm. What if you put it on Nesbitt's shoulder like a pool cue? Then it would be twice as stable.
It'd be very stable. She can't really reach that far, though. That's the problem.
Gaylene doesn't care about the orange dot.
Why not?
She just doesn't. She cares about the blue dot.
Why? I want to know her rationale. I mean, I'm not shaming you. I legitimately want to know what Gaylene's thinking.
They fell down. And then they got back up.
Oh.
So Gillian's going to do Venom Strike.
All right.
Yeah.
And her weapon is also on fire.
Yeah.
I got a 20.
That's a natural 20.
Crit. Yay.
All right, does she have to roll the augment with the fire?
Nope, it's all max.
Bug.
Yay. So.
So do that math.
Just add up those numbers.
All of that plus 8.
What?
So everything Venom Strike would normally do. So
is 2d10 plus 1d6.
So what's 2 times 10?
20 plus 6. Well, I get confused at how many is the fire.
It's eight. just it'll just be 8.
Okay, extra. So 26 plus 8.
37. 34.
Even better, 27 plus 10.
37.
Is it 37 damage?
Bingo.
Holy
shit.
You know, I know you guys are like, don't go near that area, but I really went with my gut.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a good call. I was in favor of it. Like, I wanted you to be in a place where you could fucking stick that guy with your pike.
Ooh, so he has some armor, so he only takes 35 damage.
Oh my God.
Is he dead?
He is not dead.
Is he like...
Oh, that hurt enormously. And he's in Venom.
And he's in Venom.
He's already been knocked on his ass.
And he was on... Is he on fire? Or is he just really hot?
He's singed.
Yeah, he's burnt.
Yeah, but she has a pokey thing, so maybe she stabbed him and cauterized.
That's why it did max damage.
But then all the poison's inside.
I like to think that Moon Helmet and Half Cape had like a Jim and Pam thing that had been going on for 5 years. And they finally, like that day, had just settled that they were going to go on a date. And I threw one off.
Hey.
I want there to have been heavy crits. Emotional investment.
Yeah, and now it's that guy's turn.
Gaylene did an awesome thing.
Yeah, he looks terrible, and he just coughs up some blood.
He takes poison damage.
Move? Yeah, and he's going to take venom damage.
Oh, God. Please do it. Please do it.
I've got to be hilarious.
Please do it.
I don't think it can.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Esmond, would you like to disengage two spaces?
Roll venom damage.
Oh, yeah. Is that he crit. One? She crit.
Yes. Okay. So
Kelton grabs his head, and he just sees... sees what can be and will be.
I love that you hear shoot and scoot, and you think it's a psychic ability. Yes.
Or do you let Nesbitt get up in his face while it's happening so that now he can't do anything?
You guys do you. I see all the possibilities.
Is it this one for
Paul? Oh, wait. No, I forgot. He's a fucking bowman.
Yeah, if you
so
step
he would have
up.
To disengage. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Four.
All right, 4 more damage. Oof.
Is he dead yet?
He's not dead.
Jesus Christ.
He's in bad shape.
So who's going to disengage?
I leave it to Nesbitt, my fearless
manager. No, I leave it to you because you're the one who's doing it.
I like that Kelton's the only one up on the landing looking down on all this carnage.
Yeah.
Just run around. Go wild.
He thinks he's Cerebro. Oh, fuck.
I like that Kelton gets these like flavors in his head, and then that's just what he runs with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
That's why he's a doctor, professor, detective.
Yeah. Like, if I do that disengaging useful. Into him, then that makes Esmond directly in line with the person who knocked me off the fucking.
Yeah. Esmond is more useful disengaging back 2 spaces into the middle because he's going
to
be.
I won't be able to see anybody.
You'll be able to see the one on the landing.
Okay.
I just don't want you to get shot off.
I am literally the next person with a turn, I think.
All right, fuck it. Nesbitt, get in there.
Okay. I'm going to disengage into his face.
You put your back against the wall of the
I'm a little neurotic landing. Now. Like, yeah. I like having walls against my back.
Yeah, that's not an unreasonable position.
Your terrible life flashed before your eyes.
Okay.
Most of it was in a tent.
I saw all these visions of some guy being a real fucker.
Now with
Wild,
there is no way for him to move and not get an attack of opportunity. Either he shoots in point blank range or disengages and is still casting within or shooting within Galen's range. So yeah, that was a good call.
Cool. So as a move of desperation, he's going to pull out a short sword and he's just going to take a swing at Nesbitt because he's all he can reach.
Oh, is it his turn?
Oh! It's his turn. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, remember his turn started. He took venom damage. And he
right.
Else. Yeah, that's a natural 20.
Yep.
So
of course.
So
it
Kelton
is.
Goes, he's got a sword too. Hey, Nesbitt.
Yeah.
I tried to get Esmond to move. I saw the sword.
Nesbitt takes 15 damage.
Damn!
2d6 plus 3. Wow.
Let's see. So 14. Oof.
All right. Esmond.
All right. I can fire over the head of Obed at Orange.
Yes. Okay. She's up on the landing, so you've got a clear view of her.
All right. I will move to behind Obed.
Mm-hmm.
And
also, if you're adjacent to somebody, they don't provide cover against who you're shooting at.
Okay.
But you are typically cover for them, but she has the high ground.
All right.
It's over, Anakin.
Yeah.
Damn. We almost did it.
Well, speaking of which, I'm gonna light her up. Esmond's going to run a momentum targeting Orange Dot, which is eye patch, right?
Yes, the guff with the eye patch.
Flaming Pillar.
All right. Natural 20.
Crit.
Yes.
3 in a row.
That is kind of ridiculous. Does anyone else need to move?
Wait, no. That was 4 in a row.
4 in a row.
I crit. He crit. Yeah. Savannah crit. You crit. That's four insane. 20s in a row.
Connect.
And yes, 420. Savannah should blaze it.
But what if we get 520s? Do we have to switch to cocaine or something?
God, I hope so. Yes.
No. All right. So Kelton.
Here we go.
Fingers on top. He's starting to get it now. You know, he's getting control of these new powers.
He's seeing the Matrix.
Yeah. And he says,
blonde, brunette, redhead.
Gaylene, step forward.
Does she?
Sure.
What is she? How does she perceive this of him just shouting at her over her shoulder?
He's the manager.
Son of a bitch.
He helps her buy her boat.
He also stole her sauerkraut.
I almost said, can you imagine if Liam crits on this?
Give it back.
And we're going to find Sauerkraut Mountain.
So it's max damage against
22.
Damage. 22.
Wow.
Okay. So that is, wow. Yeah. So they both look about equally as bad. The only one who hasn't been hit yet is the woodpecker who's on the forward landing. All right. Then Kelton, your turn. Knocking that one off early really, really helped you guys out.
Yeah.
Yeah. This would have been a different.
Whole different fight.
You gave us like a whole side of the board.
Yeah.
That we couldn't move on.
Yeah. We would have been like completely surrounded and they would have just been fucking raining on us.
Kelton, feeling a little more masterful in command of the situation from his high elevation. Feel like using a daily on my mark, which would allow everyone to make a basic attack on our three enemies.
Daily.
However,
it's going to be a long day.
There are three enemies.
I would almost say a ray from a certain individual would be real useful right
Good
now.
Enough? Yeah. All right. In that case, he's not going to do that. He is going to say, Obed, take a shot.
All right.
Plus 1 to hit, plus 2 to damage.
Got it. Okay.
Nice. Okay.
I missed.
It's a 3, natural 3.
But, all right. Yeah, so that's going to be 11 health to, I guess, both Gaylene and Nesbitt, but I don't think Gaylene's been hit.
That's no. great.
Gaylene has not been hit.
I am real glad about it.
I'm just rubbing it in.
You should get hit more. You're good at being hit.
I forgot to do that.
She's
thing.
Not.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Yes, you are.
No,
you are
not.
Mathematically good at it. You're better at being hit than almost anyone except for Kelton.
No one likes being hit.
Kelton likes being
hit.
Wait,
people like it. We're just saying you're good at it.
Yeah.
Like,
just tough. It's like a big leather purse.
You get to say no to a bunch of damage all the time. You're like, no.
What if we lure the night beast to the end of the ladder?
And then throw bodies down at them?
Then I fat kid from Hook down the ladder.
That's a good plan.
I'm down with that. Peter Pan, detective, doctor, professor.
If you were Peter Pan, you wouldn't need the ladder.
That's true.
I think you just put Pan
well, I
got to
become Peter. No, I like to add the front. I'm front loading.
Yeah, that's true.
I was doctor, professor. Now I'm detective,
but you don't
professor.
Become Peter Pan. You're just Pan.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right.
All right, yeah. Where are we?
So he pulls out a flute. All right.
So he told me to do that, and I healed you.
Yep. Now it's the guff female with the eye patch.
I was under the impression you guys did not want me to bring a flute. After that text chain,
she is gonna follow suit. She's gonna say sorry to the guy with the moon helmet and hop down to the front landing where she can no longer see him. And now she has eyes on Kelton. She's going to fire her bow. That's a 10 plus 5, 15.
Hits. I'm a 14.
She does 14 damage.
Ow.
Oof.
What's your health at?
37.
This is going to be, if you guys hadn't knocked that first guy out, this is going to be much more dangerous.
Yeah.
Jeez. I just had a feeling a half cape. I'm like, that's a little too fancy for
it is too fancy. It slowed his fall a little bit.
Yeah.
It was nice.
He kind of just wanted to see it flap in the wind.
I wish I had a full cape.
Yeah. Sword like Batman.
Whereas like a hip cape, where you're like, well, that's down a grade.
Right. Yeah. It's pretty hip.
No, they're not hip front.
Boo. Boo.
Nesbitt, your turn.
All right. I'm going to throw double strike on homie right there.
Okay.
All right. Now,
both of them are on fire.
Yes.
Forgot I wasted my turn.
All right, that's dope. But with a double strike, I've always just thought of it as, you know, just doing both at the same time.
Trying to double punch. Like,
yeah, yeah. But, like, can I do that sequentially?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to say that if I'm in melee and doing double strike, just assume going forward this is my way of doing things, mm-hmm. is that offhand, scimitar, cutting attack,
mm-hmm.
and then main hand, wind dagger, piercing attack.
To stack your
right,
chances to hit.
Yeah, so with the cutting attack, if it hits, it's a +1. And if it misses, Gelt, process of elimination, it's a +1.
Yep.
So the left hand is basically like a clearing strike and getting a +1 no matter what.
No matter what on your wind dagger.
Also keep track of your chopping bonus with the scimitar.
It breaks once I throw the piercing attack.
Yeah, it has to be consecutive with the chopping.
But like, that's a great way to play the strengths of that. Yeah,
I'm using it just to increase my odds with my wind dagger.
All right, let's see it.
That rules.
Yeah. Scimitar is a 18.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
All right. And before you do, let's get... Oh, yeah, because I'll need the damage from them individually, too, because armor.
Okay. That is a 21.
They both hit.
Nice. All right, so let me figure my damages here.
Make sure to add fire to each.
Oh, God. Fire to each. Yes. Okay. So the scimitar is a...
I'm so into fire weapons right now, guys.
Plus D6. Weak 3 plus 2... that's 5.
5 from the first one, okay.
And then I'm putting my strength into the piercing shot.
Okay.
Holy so, balls. So, 4, 12, 16.
16. Tell me how he dies.
All right. Alone in a room.
He's very much not alone.
Filled with regrets.
Well, his friends left him.
Yeah. Throw him over.
Okay. Scimitar lays him open right across the stomach, and wind dagger, half my hand in the dude's guts.
Ugh. Yeah.
And then
going
the fire effect just starts burning, and then the wind kicks in, super oxygenates it. Fucking white hot fire streaming out of his mouth and eyes and ears.
Hell yeah.
Keith, I'm turgid right now.
Yeah.
He dies.
Did we just become best friends?
That was very cool.
Look at this watchtower.
That was an alley. That was a 1, 2, 3, 4 punch.
Yeah, that was very good.
That was the worst one.
Obed's going to jump just one up, spend his move action there. I'm going to go ahead and do... So I just need to roll that. This is just healing. I don't need to roll. Oh, in case I crit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you...
No crit.
No.
Are you including yourself?
Then. Okay, yeah, can you go over
what I'm this sorry. Does? So renewing assault is I grant a boon to an ally and then I make a basic attack, and my basic attack is gonna be my dazzling ray. One ally within 5 spaces of the enemy that it says that I'm attacking.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have to use it.
Oh, so
an
you
attack.
Have to attack
I can't
somebody.
Just use it as a
Yeah, because the idea is that it's part of the I guess the fervor of you
mm-hmm.
going
so
after
it
somebody.
Like explodes out of you as you're like mm-hmm. taking a shot at somebody.
Got it.
All right. Okay. So, yeah, you got to take a shot at one of those dudes and then put the hot on.
I mean, I might as well, I guess.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Well.
It can be
actually,
either.
Can your Javelin of Ice be, is that a basic ranged?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. I was not wanting to say that this whole time.
Thank you. No, it doesn't say that Javelin of Ice can be used as a basic attack, though.
Is that step one?
It's step one ice.
It should. Okay. It was meant to.
Yeah, mine is that.
Yeah, yours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you use it constantly.
If you couldn't and you were an ice mage, that would suck.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's 22.
22 hits.
Okay, cool.
Who are you? Wait, who are you targeting?
Oh, the I'm gonna stick with the orange dot.
Okay.
Orange dot.
Yeah, nice. She looks rough.
Eye patch. Eye patch. I got her pretty good, and you got her pretty good.
Yeah. Female go with the eye patch.
D4s.
I'm so angry you're not hitting things with your stick.
All right, so that's going to be 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 ice damage to eye patch.
Female go for the eye patch. She's still alive.
And now you have...
Kelton?
Yeah, now you get a buff. At the start of your turn, you get your endurance plus 1 as a hot. Yeah.
What does hot mean?
Heal over time. Yeah. So every time it's your turn, you take that much health.
It's the opposite of a dot.
Man, we're hot that is such here. A good thing that I've never used.
Especially for Kelton, because what is that, like 6? 5?
4.
So 5 with 3. 5 with
2.
The...
1.
Countdown Kenny, y'all.
Do you have 4 endurance?
I have 3 endurance.
Plus the 1, okay. But still 4 every turn for free is...
No, I will say, the one person who should probably get a pass on not using your flaming weapons is Obed.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. And now it's the female Krex with the
woodpecker.
The woodpecker. She sees, for the first time that it's been within her view, Obed start healing people. And she goes, oh, no. You see her pull extra far back on her bow. That is 16 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Yeah.
So it's going to deal half damage. So 4 damage.
Okay.
And it knocks you off of the landing.
Okay. And I have...
So you land backwards. I need a dexterity check to make sure you aren't knocked down on your back.
I was going to say, like, there's got to be another... Like
what's the... Fucking terrible. What is it?
Add your dexterity.
Yeah, but what...
The number? Oh, 14.
Oh, I land on my back.
Okay. You're knocked 11, flat.
11.
All right.
I only take a... Because I get an extra armor boost. I'm in armor 4, too, so...
Yeah, she just wanted you off the off the landing. All right, now it's Gaylene's turn.
So based on where Gaylene's at, how many steps would it take to get up?
You could go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, you can...
Okay.
Well, actually, you can only move 5, right?
If she moves 5, would she be able to stab downwards at either...
Yes.
Okay, she's going to do that.
Okay.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
All right, so Gaylene runs over to the small step on the sidewall, jumps up onto the landing, walks to the edge of the landing to be in range of the guff female with the eye patch.
Yeah.
Who's looking a little haggard?
Yeah.
She looks, almost as haggard as you could possibly be.
Okay.
She's going to do overwhelming strike.
Okay.
Oh, was that a 6?
Yeah.
That is a 6.
She got a 6. Yeah, so she got 10.
That's a miss.
All right, Esmond is going to move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and take a step onto the middle of the platform. Does he have a clear shot at eye patch?
He has a clear shot at both. Because they are down a level below him. He's got the high ground on both.
Can't think. Couldn't even be slightly closer.
Melee might bunch up to use tactics, but range, they kind of like to spread out.
Yeah. Esmond's going to target... eye patch with a, you know, just a burning lance.
All right, let's see it.
24.
That hits.
To hit, yeah.
That hits.
Oh, yeah.
14 damage.
Ooh, yeah. She, tell us how she dies.
I hit her hard, center mass, and that's enough to kill her. But then her clothes catch. You can... smell the pork smell kind of immediately begin to waft around and she's already dead, but starts just like tearing at her flesh and clothes as they become one thing and then kind of just crumples into a ball screaming.
Oh, okay. Well, she dies.
All right.
In that manner. And then Kelton.
You gain 4 HP.
Yay.
Nice.
Oh, from renewing assault.
What I like to do is keep my actual HP number on the top, and then I subtract from there.
That's what I do. I haven't been hit.
Plus 1.
Thank you.
Good timing.
That was like a Senate confirmation hearing.
Instead of having my max in a place and just like adjusting elsewhere, I forgot and just started erasing my max hit points and changing the... And I forgot what my max hit points are.
See? You can quickly calculate that afterwards.
Yeah. The math isn't too bad.
Keep it at the top. As much as Kelton would like to charge forward and jump off the platform, his newfound command ability is going to have Esmond take the shot.
Cool. This is with a plus one to hit?
Plus one to hit.
Cool.
plus one.
What does that mean?
Plus one.
A plus one to your dates.
Oh, this is a miss. 11.
That's a miss.
All right.
Okay, Nesbitt.
All right, so Nesbitt is going to use his move action to just jump up onto the platform.
So yeah, you do the same as Galen did, vaulting.
Well, if you get knocked back, you won't get knocked off.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is actually a good play. All right. And...
I say from back there.
Yeah.
On my back. Yeah. Hey, you should.
Try not to get knocked off.
All right, and from there, looking down at the last person, you, do me a favor and fucking get dead. Gonna use...
Does he die?
She says, no.
Gonna use two momentum and use lifesteal.
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 Ooh, yeah.
All right, Esmond would like to really look at him do this. Just burn this into his brain. He's really looking at him do this.
Describe what it looks like. So yeah. What they all clearly see. This is what I want to...
Dark, purplish aura around the... what is that person again?
She's the woodpecker crest.
Oh, yeah. This pecker just starts to...
What's the pecker do?
Just starts to, glow an ugly, dark purple. That aura just starts wafting towards me.
Oh, nice. Okay.
See, I thought the fingers would turn into tongues, and then they would go into every orifice and pull out the life energy.
Intelligence.
I think I've made out with that lady once.
Like the aether in... Thor Dark World.
So that's a 17.
17 to hit?
Yes. All right.
I thought it would be up because it's the bad one. So I thought you would be good.
It is the bad one.
Good guess, though.
Dark Elves. That's the enemy.
And that is 11, 19, 20.
Ooh. Okay. So Nesbitt 20
damage, and I take it as healing.
Yep. So does it say the damage? Can you read to me how it's worded?
All damage resulting from this ability is returned to the caster as hit points.
Now, we haven't come across this yet, but he has two armor, or she has two armor.
Mm-hmm.
Does that get returned as well, the damage that deals to the armor, if it's not stealing the life beyond it? We're just talking about two.
I would
say
no. Yeah, but I would say no. I would say that it's just the damage done to the victim.
We'd say the damage that...
Dealt.
The damage dealt to the target's hit points. We should probably reward
Okay, but here's my counter... argument sure, to please. That is the description says the target's vitality bursts from the body.
Yeah.
Not that something hit.
So are you saying that it should bypass armor?
Because
the same way that a disease would.
It does a lot of damage. We probably have to reduce the damage to put it in line with other things.
Yeah, because right now it's 14 plus 3 is the dice tier.
I still don't.
Or 14 plus level but the whole thing is the dice tier.
Does the whole zone thing of is, decay... The whole thing
is, because the damage is returned as health, I would agree with you. But, the damage itself is good, but nothing that you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
But as soon as it's healing as well, you're like, ooh, fuck.
If you're talking about armor, literally the only difference is 1 to 3.
Typically, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's not...
If you have it against the most armored character, you're probably casting it against the wrong target.
Yeah.
Yeah, so does it really need to be changed? I mean, you're talking 3 points max. But I'm saying that his zone of decay avoids armor or bypasses armor.
It does,
armor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's the same tree. I would think that would be... So
most of what death does, all the dots do.
Yeah. And it is a scene ability. It's not like I can just do this every time.
Let's say, yes, it bypasses armor, but I also kind of want to put...
In the future, let's...
They're going to table it and discuss it.
We'll talk about it because I want to... there might be things I'm not considering right now. Okay. We'll put it on the table for later.
All right,
for me, it was specifically the wording of that it came from them instead of getting hit.
It makes sense. But also, the
way I was... through, that would be I'm pulling your life energy out. Oh, mm-hmm. Your chest plate caught some of it on the way out.
Yeah. Which I kind of like that a little bit, but we'll save that for later.
I think there might be armor specifically to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Like Plague Warden's armor.
Ooh.
Reduced stats.
I like the nomenclature. That's fucking dope.
Yeah.
So it was Nesbitt that went. Now it's Obed.
I stand up.
Okay, that's your move action.
Fuck. I can't. Can I?
You could shoot a beam at Kelton and Esmond.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
Nesbitt.
Yeah. I guess I'll shoot it at Kelton. He's the only person who isn't at full health.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Dope. A two.
Nice.
Well, two plus the four he's going to get at the beginning of his next turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Didn't I have a thing where if someone gets healed, then they get a... Oh, Acolyte's Reward. When an ally regains hit points due to a power you have used, I gain plus one dodge and armor until the end of my next turn. Mm-hmm. So technically, I only took one damage from that shot that knocked me back.
Nice.
But okay, so now I have that shield.
Okay. And now it is her turn. So she's getting pretty desperate.
Jump. Jump. Jump.
Jump, you fuckers.
Jump.
You laugh, but oh. She is a Krex.
Goddamn. Oh.
And
she's going to leap.
She's wearing a pack. As a move action.
Like a jetpack?
Yeah, jetpack. Obviously, like, you laugh, but she's a Krex, therefore a jetpack.
Yes.
No. She unshoulders her pack as her move action. As an attack action, she reaches in and pulls out a grappling hook.
Anyone have not so fast?
Well, she's not attacking somebody, but it takes her attack. Now she's holding a grappling hook. She's no longer holding her bow. Right. Thank you. And that's her turn.
All right.
Gaylen, turn her to dust.
My last roll didn't do too well.
The one before did real Gaylen, fucking well.
Gaylene's going to hop down and be in an adequate space where she can do helmet splitter.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Let's see.
What's
it.
Your momentum at right now?
Looked at it. Oh God, it's awful.
It's like 50 or something.
No, for someone who doesn't
one.
Like math.
Oh God.
30 plus 1 plus 3 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1 plus 1.
That's what my momentum's at.
Jesus Christ.
It's like hiding shit under your bed because you don't want to clean your room. You're not making it any better. Like, eventually you're going to have to do this.
I add them together when I ran out of space.
So it just fills.
You ran out of space. It's out of the box already.
You put it on the bottom of the box.
There's
and
a
then
lot
started
of
drawing
left.
At the drawing underneath the box. You could have. You
what's
put
in the box?
30 plus 1 plus 2 plus 2.
All right, that's 35.
Oh my guts.
Should I use momentum?
I think you should because
I
you
say,
said the last one you
yeah,
didn't roll.
I say
toss
throw,
two on
him. I say throw. Yeah, throw two on those bad boys, man.
Okay.
If you're gonna use one, use two.
I guess I'll do
that's
two
definitely
momentum.
My belief, yeah, one is a liability.
I don't know
two
if I
is
to
a
stay.
Bonus.
Do you want another one?
Do you have a number?
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Guys, we did our taxes yesterday together.
Shit, I keep forgetting to do my fucking taxes.
I know.
I'm
I have
scared.
So many taxes to do.
You and all the corporations
yeah.
in America.
Mm-hmm. I have 10 plus 9.
That's a
it's
six.
It's a six side dice, honey.
Do you have one with
it's,
numbers?
It's past my bedtime. I stayed up late for this.
I say we give her the 9.
It doesn't matter. It's 24. So.
24.
That hits.
She's like, oh, thank God Liam said it.
Shut up. Okay, and then I do 2d12 plus 1d10. How
fuck
can you...
my face. That is a lot of damage.
This is a scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And you get to the die 6.
And
oh.
you get to put
oh,
a
God.
Oh
yeah,
the fire damage.
This is the last round.
Right? Which one?
Last round.
Which
last...
one's the 12? Because I have two.
The bigger one.
So this one?
Yeah, rounder one.
Do you
one
have another
12?
I do.
That is your 12.
Two d12s.
Thanks.
And what we had a die 6 as well.
Wait,
yes.
Are that, oh yeah, they
you
are.
Already got.
I thought you were passing her the funny fours.
Ah, okay. 7 plus 1 is 8 plus 4. Oh, 14. I was like, what? Plus 5. So 19.
Plus 2 from your...
21.
Plus 2 from fire.
3.
23 damage?
Yes.
And
she's not...
She's envenomed.
Dead.
She oh, and she's envenomed.
Going forward.
Wait.
So she's got a, she probably has a pretty big ticket clock on her right now. Yeah,
it's bad. So you said 24 damage?
Yes.
Okay.
24
or 23?
23.
It was 23? Okay. All right. Esmond.
I want to say that that scene ability, I think, almost did the amount of a scene ability over the course of a 3-round fight. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Flaming Pillar. Or not Flaming Pillar. Burning Lance.
Burning Lance. Okay.
At a 18 or 19.
Hits.
Christ, your pluses to attack.
Oh, they ramp up to two at a time.
It's so insane.
I love that idea, though, because the idea of, like, the fire perpetuating the fire is...
Exactly. It's so good.
13 damage.
Exactly.
Yeah!
The amount to get her hit points with her armor.
Throw her up. Throw her.
Tell me how she dies. Does she watch the rope for her, her rappelling hook burn up first?
I'm thinking I hit her in the face, and rather than the fire actually killing her, mm-hmm. she's deprived of oxygen and it falls unconscious.
Hell yeah. Oh, wow.
And then the poison gets her.
So she breathes in the fire and it burns out her lungs?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Or no, the fire on her face sucks the oxygen out of her lungs.
Wow. I was ready to, because I go before her, I was about to throw like all the momentum and do Fear of Frost and keep her exactly where she was.
All right, that combat ends.
Oh, Jesus, yes.
They're all dead. Everybody gets two momentum. And as you look from this vantage point, you can clearly see the lights on the harbor of Israelion, many miles away.
Uh-huh.
But as you look back into the camp, into this big fort, you see that they've almost got these night beasts under control. But every once in a while, a member of the huge mob of ousted prisoners kind of runs in and kicks at one of the spellcasters and immediately gets obliterated.
Whoa.
But it slows them down. And you also see that the barracks completely emptying now. People are running out, half-clothed, ready to do battle. And these people look tough. Additionally, from this vantage point, you can see the general's tent, the giant tent. Nobody else would probably see it except from your vantage point, that there's a pretty big blood stain that's starting to seep through on the side that faces you near the wall.
Oh, no.
Don't care. Take grappling hook. Get the fuck out of fort.
And that's where we're going to end it tonight. Oh, and
Whoa. Before
we take off, rule change, it now only takes 20 momentum to increase an attribute.
An attribute.
Whoa. Yeah, nice. I might do that.
Ooh, nice. Yes.
Ooh, that's shaving a little close.
Yeah. Strength hits so much in my stuff.
But you still level
absolutely
up?
Absolutely makes it worthwhile trying
to
figure out
because like, because when you're at 30 and it's like, yeah, going up an attribute would be... But, you want to take
step.
Yeah. I do like having a motivation to...
Because I grant intelligence, and I have zero intelligence.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I heal based on composure and have a win.
So you would level up, and your HP would increase relative to what stat it was.
You just won't take a step, you would...
Correct. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If the game we're making sounds interesting to you, check us out at patreon.com/RPGFS. $1 patrons get access to the cutting room floor, where all of the off-topic comedy that was cut out of episodes is curated for your enjoyment. $2 patrons get the updated character sheets that they can use to make their own characters in our system. $5 patrons get access to every rulebook we release as we update them. $10 patrons get to create custom NPCs for use in our actual play podcast, Leyliners. Also, if you enjoy the show, please rate and review us on Podchaser and Apple Podcasts. Every review helps. If you want to reach out to us with your gameplay ideas, please comment on our Patreon or tag us on Twitter. We are at @homebrewhombres. Thank you all again, and until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.